This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Qala rahimahullah ta'ala, in regards to still speaking about the order and the prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the veneration of the order and the prohibitions, he says, rahimahullah, فَحَقِيكَةُ تَعْظِيمِ تعظيمي للأمر والنهي ألا يعرض بترخص جاف ولا يعرض لتشديد غال. He said the reality, the divine reality of the veneration of the order and the prohibition is not to be ألا يعرض بترخص جاف, excessive licensing or broadening with obsessive strictness, not to be too strict or to be too lackadaisical. He said فإن المقصود هو الصراط المستقيم الْمُسِلُ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ بِسَالِكِ. He said, for verily the intention and the goal is to be on the straight path that allows you to arrive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the one that treads that path. He says, وَمَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَ بِأَمْرٍ إِلَّا وَلِلشَّيْطَانِ فِيهِ نَزْغَتَانِ. He said, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not order or legislate something except that there are two ways that Satan will come to him. He said, إِمَّا تَقْصِيرٌ وَتَفْرِيطٌ وَإِمَّا إِفْرَاطٌ وَغُلُوٌ. He said, either by deficiency, being lackadaisical and negligence, or with excessiveness, being excessive in it. And then he says, فَلَا يُبَالِي بِمَا ظَفَرَ مِنَ الْعَبْدِ مِنَ الْخُطَّتَيْنِ. He said, and he doesn't care which one of those two that he can affect you by, basically. He said, وَقَدْ فُوتِنَ بِهَذَا أَكْثَرُ الْخَلْقِ. He said, most of mankind have been afflicted with this. فَلَا يُنْجِي مِنْ ذَلِكَ إِلَّا عِلْمٌ رَاسِخٌ وَإِيمَانٌ وَقُوَّةٌ عَلَى مَحَالَبَتِهِ وَلُزُومُ الْوَسَطِ وَاللَّهُ مُسْتَعَانٌ. He says, most of mankind have been afflicted with this, with what? Either being too excessive, too harsh, or too easy. Most of mankind falls into one of these two, instead of the middle course. And then he says here, وَلَا يُنْجِي مِنْ ذَلِكَ إِلَّا الْعِلْمِ. Now he's about to say four things that will save the individual from being too easy, lackadaisical, not taking it seriously, or not prioritizing it, or being too harsh, going too far, not applying it appropriately, not in a conducive fashion, you know, pushing people away from him or her because of their method of implementation that may not be from the sunnah. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was approached by, you know, the men that said, they're verily, you know, I'm going to fast and not break my fast, and I'm not going to be intimate with women, and then I will pray, you know, all the depths of the night. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, man raghiba an sunnati falaysa minni. Whoever desires other than my sunnah, then they are not from me. Although they may have the right intention, there was a level of excessiveness. You know, they were going too far. They were going too far, obsessive and being strict, right? They were going too far beyond the bounds. Even though the action was from the Sharia, but Shaitan can affect you if you're going too far in that action of obedience. So the first thing that he says is what will save them is ilmun rasikh, sound, solid, firm knowledge. Knowledge of what? Knowledge of the Sharia, yes. Knowledge of what is halal and what is haram. But knowledge of the Sunnah primarily. Understanding the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he would do something, what was legislated for him only? Like al-wisal, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast every day, the fasting of Dawood, right? And certain actions that we may do that are too far and go beyond the bounds, but we may have a good intention. But the Prophet ﷺ also said, "Mah, ya ayyuhan nas, mah alaykum ma tutiqun." He said, "Oh mankind, take it easy. Do what you can. Do what you can. Don't go too far. At the same time, don't be lazy. Don't be lazy in practicing it. Don't delay your prayer to the end of its time. Don't delay all of your prayers to the end of the day." Right, being lackadaisical in the ruling, not taking it seriously, not prioritizing it. So we say not taking it seriously, you know, when it comes to certain practices of the prayer, you know, or practices of your deen, you know, and the way that you look and the way that you hold yourself and carry yourself, are you being too lackadaisical with it? Are you doing things that your culture may see as cool, or they may see it as civilized? But in reality, you know, one could practice the sunnah in that regard and they leave it off because they may feel that there's a level of embarrassment, or they may do it because they're just lazy, or they don't take it seriously, or it is not a priority in their life. It is something that is extra. And the ilmun rasikh is that which will save you when you have knowledge of Allah, knowing His names and attributes, and then have knowledge of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in regards to how to implement and embody the knowledge of those aims and attributes. And he said, "What iman?" Iman is the second one, faith, knowing Allah subhanahu wa taala, doing it. You know, it's qawlun bil lisan wal amalu bil arkan, statement of the tongue and actions of the limbs, and they concur with one another. Rather, one is the seed, and from that emanates everything else. And then he said, وَقُوَّةٌ عَلَى مَحَارَبَتِ, and strength upon fighting the shaitan. Because one can have knowledge. One can have iman with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have knowledge of Allah's name, Al-Alim, for example. And they have iman and trust and faith in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when shaitan comes to them, they are not voluntarily, consciously fighting him. When a thought comes to them in prayer, they know that it's from shaitan and they say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. And then they focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A thought that distracts them from the prayer. And this is important because in your prayer, you may have thought about a brother that you just argued with an hour before. Thinking about that can be a means to khushur or a means to distraction and making your prayer deficient. Because you may think about that individual and then you may make ghiba of him and think badly about him while you're in the prayer. You may be narcissistic and say, no, I am right, he's wrong, in the prayer. And they say, that's why you may make an insult, say something insulting about him to yourself. Or you could think about the fact that you argued with him and you said something wrong to him. You raised your voice and you say, astaghfirullah. You still think that you're right, but you said astaghfirullah because you know it wasn't the right way to act and the way to carry yourself. So that is where you have to fight the shaitan, even though you have iman and you know you have knowledge. And then he said, wuluzum al-wasat. And this is important, the fourth thing. And being diligent in having allegiance to the middle path, the sirat al-mustaqim, the middle path, not being too lazy nor being too harsh, the middle path in actions of worship. So again, it is the knowledge, it is the iman, it is the fighting the shaitan, and being on the middle path. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that stay on the middle path with the knowledge that we have of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and follow the order and the prohibitions to the best of our ability. مَنْ يَسْتَبِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ وَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ, those that listen to the statement and that follow it to the best of their ability. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.